USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a Russian general is sharing their plan.
The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District said on Friday that Moscow wants to seize all of southern and eastern Ukraine, far wider aims than Russia had acknowledged. Ukraine officials said his comments have given to the lie that Russia's previous assertions that it had no territorial ambitions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
70 sheriffs are calling on the White House to extend Title 42 as it's expected to end in about a month. The pandemic-era policy makes it easier for Border Patrol to deport illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels joins Fox News and says sheriffs have been asking the Biden administration for help for a while.
Some folks only look at the stakeholders of the activists, the immigration activists, but I don't think they're paying attention to the men and women in green and blue. And they're certainly not listening to the border communities, the sheriffs, the judges, the mayors, and people down at the border or the landowners themselves.
Half of U.S. governors say they're opposed to the White House lifting Title 42 and have joined together to form the Border Strike Force. 3 days of memorial services for the late quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dwayne Haskins, have started. Haskins' wife was joined by his friends and Steelers teammates at a 90-minute ceremony held at a Pittsburgh church Friday, memorial services being held Saturday and Sunday as well. There hasn't been a Powerball winner in weeks, and that means one of the biggest jackpots of the year is up for grabs this weekend. Whoever picks the winning numbers for Saturday night's drawing will be at least $400 million richer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.